Today, Shem Yat Hashem will be on Klei Baal HaBayis, Shem Bayana. I hope Yat Hashem to discuss, if we have time, numerous different biurim in this halacha. There are at least seven different biurim that I know of in this halacha. There will be nafkaminis, many nafkaminis, lemaisa, either direct nafkamin, if one most notably is there an issa? We know that he'll make a klei baal habayis is ein le'ano, but is he allowed to do this lechatchila? There's going to be an issa, I know. Just there's no din mamonis, so there's even no issa as well. And it's totally on the birim. But p'teich hadvarim, what I want the birim for is to be able to use that as a springboard to go into other chakiris and chidushim, which are practical, l'maisa, and depending on the lamdis, we might have rayis from this sugya. All right. The first pshat, as everyone knows, the first pshat is Rashi's pshat, which is really not Rashi, it's a Shiltas Rashi brings it down from, that Klei Baal HaBayis is there's no Eino, it's because it's Havalekim Mefarish. It's like Yodeani Sheyesh Be'ano, the Sugya No Mebeis, that if you have Yodeani Sheyesh Be'ano, and Amnas, can you sell it? So it's a Mechila, it's a built-in Tanai, and Yom Moichu. Here too, even though it wasn't explicit, but it's implicit, everyone knows that Baal HaBayis doesn't sell his stuff. So therefore, it blives like a mafarish. Let's just flesh out this pshat a little bit. Okay, the Rosh was machalik. The Rosh goes with this pshat, and Rosh was machalik between shtus and yais mishtus. We don't have the time for it now, but the Bach tries to give a chilik. What's the difference between pakas and shtus and yais mishtus? The Bach dvara v'tumuim leniz daiti pashup pshat, and it's mavul like that in a gayim masechta. Maybe with a spin, and that is that even though it's Yikiri Alei, but obviously it's only Yikiri Alei to a point. Once it reaches Yais Mishtus, it's no longer Yikiri Alei. But there are cloud, Bali Batim, do sell their items if you give them more than the Shtus, and it's fine. So you don't have the Hasna anymore for Yais Mishtus. But we'll leave it for a different time. I want to go into this. The Chubis Harosh that the Torah brings down, and one Nakuda of the Chubis Harosh is that what happens if the Baal HaBayis is desperate, but terribly desperate. He has no food to eat, and he's therefore so desperate, he's selling off his kelim. Does that make a difference? Do we still have the svara? Because Pashas, you're telling me that he wouldn't sell it. Such a person so desperate would sell it. That was a shoyl. And the Rosh in the Tshuva says two reasons why it's no problem. Two reasons why it's no chilek, that even b'chai gavna is still considered ein bayano. It still has a regular halacha of a Baal HaBayis. The Torah was Kitzah v'hatakasli of the Rosh. The Tshuva HaRosh has two different reasons, and it's important to explain them. The first reason that the Tshuva HaRosh says is that be'etzim every Baal HaBayis who sells is always daichik. V'lechilko chachomim in the dachkes, this dachkes, a little more dachkes, like le'pluk chachomim doesn't make a difference in the dachkes, because be'etzim, even if he is terribly daichik, he also, you could hear that he would not sell it ilabed me'yiseri, more so than any other item. If a guy is desperate and he has this thing that he cherishes and he used his money tashmish, he's not going to sell it for cheap. And if he's desperate and kitak is starving, he'll borrow money, he'll sell other items, he'll do something, but he's not going to sell this item more than the next item that he's not attached to, lower than its right price. It means if the price of something that's oymid l'mechir is $10, he won't sell it for $9. So too, if this thing, even though it's oymid for $10, but for him he cherishes it and it's worth $12, he won't sell it less than $12. And if he's daichik, and he will, so if he sold this one for $11, he'll sell the next thing for $9. Bekitzah, for him, this is what it's worth, even with his dachas. And there's no lechukah chachamim, sloy plug. The second pshat, Zakta Tshuvas HaRosh, is that lefi hashiltis is svara, that it blives, like Almanas, that you're mafarish. So who cares why the seller was desperate and what's going in the resources of his mind to the buyer? He's buying something from the Baal HaBayis. He doesn't have any idea why the Baal HaBayis is selling it. And therefore, the svar of the shilters of Almanas is still applicable. Because it's still, Yadayani, I know he's a Baal HaBayis. I know that Gvenluk, Baal HaBatim, are money tashmushi, yakirilei, and they don't sell it, so it's Almanas. That Adas Kain, I'm going into the deal that I'm waiving this right for no, even whatever, even more than the regular buyers up to shtus, good, but I have the svara of the shoulders. It means the Rosh first entertained the new svara that is loy plug in the dachas, that doesn't make a difference. You still have the svara of Yikiri LA. And the second svara, the Rosh says, if you go like the shoulders, it's gans kishmak, because Tamazoi, the Lakeach, didn't know anyway, doesn't know the difference, so you still have the Tanai. What you see in the Tshuvas HaRosh, let's just focus on the second part. What you see in the Tshuvas HaRosh is Hagam, this Baal HaBayis, doesn't have the Tanai, because he is desperate, right? On that territory of the Rosh, he's learning that for him, Be'etzim, he wouldn't overcharge, because he's desperate. But since the Lekeach doesn't know the difference, so it's a Lekeach was Masna that he's buying at Aldas Kain. What you see from this Tshuvas HaRosh is that this Almanas that we're talking about is the Almanas that the Lekeach was Mefarish. The fact that he's a Baal HaBayis, and we know, and it's Almanas, but who is, it's implicit, yes, there's a Tanai, an implicit Tanai, but who made this implicit Tanai? Was it the buyer or the seller? Was it the Hedyit or was it the Baal HaBayis? From the Rosh you see that it was the Hedyit, the buyer, who made this Tanai, because had it been the seller, the Baal HaBayis, B'chiagavna, the seller wouldn't be making the Tanai, because the seller knows the truth. So Lamai, you see that the Rosh held that it's on the boy, and it's Mavu like that in the Chukas HaDayanim, it's a Talmud HaRashba.
What can you say at the buyer? Seller knows, the buyer doesn't know, so the
seller's... The seller's not out there to stump to every time. Why don't I say, I want to make a Tanai? I'm not out there to steal from you. The word is that it's implicit, if this is how, and this is how everyone sells, we do it like that. If the seller has no reason, because I got it to make the Tanai, stump to make the Tanai, I'm going to ask, what was the story from today? Stump to fedin geld.
Right.
If you look in the Chuzar, it's not mashman like that, but it, the Chukas Adiyanim in the Talmud of the Rashba, in Ois Reish Gimel, Sim Reish Gimel says the Lahedya, that the Tanai is what the boy is making the Tanai. Chukas Adiyanim, no, it's a halacha sefer. What you see is Agav, it's really not for today's discussion either, but what I'm bringing out a point is what you see from the these Rishonim, not like the Sma. The Sma says when you're Koina Dei Sirsa, the Sma understood it was talking about Moichai Dei Sirsa, and he says even though the Baal HaBayis, the Lekeach knew that he was the Baal HaBayis, but since the Moicha didn't know that the buyer would know, so the Moicha was Messiahish for making the Tanai. It doesn't make a difference if the Moicha makes the Tanai or not. The Var is the buyer who knows that he's a Baal HaBayis made the Tanai. Yes, you can be matched that B'chayakam, that the boy knows that the Moichan knows that he was Messiah, so therefore the boy didn't bother to make the Tanai. But that's not what the Sma says. All right. But anyway, getting back to the Tshuva Zerosh. The Tshuva Zerosh says that there are two dinim here, there are two terutzim here. The first teretz was Pashit, whatever. The first teretz is going without the gang of the Shultas, and that is at Lechukah Chakamim. And came along the second tribe, we're going, yeah, with the Shultas, and then it's Pashit, because how should the boy know what the seller's reason for selling it for is? Now, Lididan, we pass him like the Shilta system, and the Rashbin goes with it. He says, therefore, the buyer has to know, and therefore there's a chilek of Sirsa. We pass him like the Shilta system. So if you go with the Shilta system, then L'chayra, you don't have to say this word of Loi Plug Chachamim and Loi Plug in his Dachkas. It's Tam, it's very good. The buyer doesn't know what the seller is selling it for, so Mamela, there's a Tanai. The Tamiya is that the Torah, when he brings down the Tshuvas HaRosh, or even more so at the beginning, when he sets the halach itself, he says, L'chukah chakamim, between the dachkus, which sounds like he's using the other teretz, and the Goyin over here also does that. The Goyin says, he calls the Gemara in Brachas, that you see over here in the Gemara Bamitzi, it's Manetesh Mishi Kirle. In the Gemara Brachas, Mavu, look in Rashi over there, that every Moich only sells a Makmas Deichik. So you see that even when it's Makmas Deichik, still Yikirle, and Yilavid may you say he wouldn't have sold it. He's also bringing down the first eretz of the Tshuvas HaRosh. It's a shtickel of a Pella. Why is the Torah in the Goyin bring down the first eretz of Tshuvas HaRosh if we pass him like the Shultas, and all he had to say is Pasha, we go like the Shultas. So the buyer has no idea why the seller is selling it for. So Mamela Avada, there was a Tanai. What you have to say is l'chayr, what you have to say, I mean, I'm not going to say that they hold that, they argue with the Rosh, and they hold that the Tanai had the seller has to make the Tanai. What you have to say l'chayr is that Enochanami, the second teretz is good, but they wanted to chaper in the first teretz. Even in an oifen where the buyer would know the reason why the seller is selling it, still you have the first teretz of the Rosh, kilag des l'chukah chachamim and the dachis, and somehow they borrow that lumdis to the shultas as well. All right. Well, let's just take this apart. So if you go like the Shulta Sisvara, what would be Lagavi this? I know. Is a Baal HaBayis allowed to do this? Or if he did a Grada, there's not going to be a Chazar, so no, but L'chadchili is now allowed to do this. L'chari, if the Vodah is out Shulta and it blibes like Almanas, and we know that the Rishonim say by Almanas, and before in Kamer Rishonim like this, that by Almanas there's no Isra, you know. Because, look, this is a Tanai we made, you were Makabal Tanai, so how could I be Oven Isra? No, this is what we went into. So if this lamdis is because of Almanas, and so to here, it should be mutal lechatchila to do. And the Chukas HaDayanim says at Lahedya, he brings down the Svara of Almanas, and he says, B'teich Dvarav, that it's mutal lechatchila to do. There's not even terumis, I forgot his exact lashon. It's mamish, it's mutal lechatchila for a Baal HaBayis to do this thing. Okay. So that's the first teretz. That's the first beer. But this beer is not muskim, and I'll bring you kamarais where this beer is not muskim. First of all, like this beer is going to come out that there's no issa yinah. Now, if you learn the Gemara on Nun Aleph and Mun Aleph, the Gemara right after the Mishnah says that what you need a trichas between a meichin and a lokeach. The Gemara says, why do you need a trich? Why does the Torah have to be mazis, either meicha, either the lokeach separately? The Gemara says, well, I would have thought that the meicha, avudika moivid, Nebuchadnezzar is losing out, he's losing his item that he wants to hold on to, that he cherishes. He's avudika moivid, he's the only makbas daikha, I mean, who parts with his item? Da'amin, she's of an oivid, emul azir rachmana, maybe the Torah didn't give him an asara, and he's allowed to overcharge a buyer. Tzricha, no, k'mashmal in the pasuk that he has this is azhara. In fact, the Tzricha's harosh in the Rashba, what person, what cell are we talking about? If we're talking about a targa, he's a vudika mavid, that's what he's in this business, that's what he wants it. He wants to sell items, that's how he makes money. Elohai, we're talking about balabais. What do you mean balabais is ain't bayono? So how could the Gemara have a k'mashmal on that is azhara of loisainu going on this type of a meicha? What do you mean a balabais ein bayayino? Does that mean from the Tosfos Rosh and the Rashba that they learned this din of ein bayayino is even lagabi the issa yino, that a balabais doesn't have issa yino? Right, I was telling you b'shem the chukas adiyonim. However, the miuchas adva brings down the ravid, also is this kasha. I mean, the God that Rishonim are coming from the ravid, and the ravid starts is denachnami. Ein bayayino means that there's no chazaris yino. Habavadis is going to be an issa. You're right. We're talking about a balabais, but you would think of Utika Maivit, Kamashwallah, no, that he has Issa, you know, and he's now allowed to be Ma'ana. That's how the Ravid learns. So you see from the Ravid that even though Zayn Bayano of Balabai said only Lagabid Adina Momin, but Avada Lagabid Asar is an Asara. Now, had the Ravid learned also Shiltas, that's Pasha, there shouldn't be any Asara. Clearly, the Ravid had a different beer in the din of Balabai. Another Raya, Chocha, that is another Pshat. There's a Rambam sheet. The Rambam holds that the din of almanas on Amar Beis only works if you mafrad bid the yuk, the exact amount. The Rambam sheet is because it can't be meichel davish ein lo kitzvah. So if you don't know the exact amount, the exact differential, the exact no, the mechila doesn't work. So to say yedani sheish bayano and almanas kein ami meichel amnas ein lo chol ayano doesn't work. You have to say yedani that the chayfit is shav amona. If afapikin I'm selling it for mesayim, and I'm not skein in lachay alayno. But if you don't specify the exact amount of the ano, the mechila doesn't work. Now here, even though we know balabais yikiri alay, we don't know the exact amount that the balabais is overcharging. So later ramim, it's not going to work. And as I fract kama v'kama gadei la'achreinim kadmoinim, you see this brings it down because you can't. Pitoifis a mechila, can't be goyim bedas a mechila nadovet shein laketzah. If you don't know the exact amount, you can't have a gemir's das from mechila. Oh, so if you learn like the Rosh that it's a dafka only up to shtos, so that could be a shtikal neitzah because it's a dovet sheyesh laketzah. It's only up to shtos. And the Rambam holds that yeah, if you give a kitzvah to it, that would work, and that's what the Tshuvas Galya Mezekta Taka says. And like the Rambam, if he had it held like the Rosh, it would be good. The Maase is whether the Rambam holds like the Rosh or not is the Steers Beizayis and Bedek Avayis. Beizayis learned the Rambam, Steers the Rambam. It's not like the Rosh, whereas the Bedek Avayis says no, that the Rambam hayyesi use the Losh Noino as Mashadavka no, but Bitul Mekak he's masking this Bitul Mekak. So would yeah. So if you go like the Bedek Avayis, then Chanan be have an Eitzah. If you go like the Beizayis, you won't have this Eitzah. Anyway, I don't think that this is from the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't bring down the din of Almanas till later. So he brings down this halakha. If this halakha is gebayt on Almanas, how do you do this? How do you bring down this halakha without knowing the next halakha? The should first bring down that halakha, and the following halakha should be this halakha. Sounds like the Rambam that this has nothing to do with the din of Almanas, not like the Shiltas. And Bechlal, I told you before that Tshuvas HaRosh is Meduyik, that is another pshat beside the Shiltas, because he only came onto the Shiltas in the second Teretz. In fact, he says he had a first Yeshiva, not going with the Shiltas, his Hasbara. So what are the other Biurim here, why a Balabai is Ein Bayayna? And how could it be that some Biurim, there would be even in Nisayana, even though there's no Dinu no Lagabi Chazar's Mamun, like the Ravid Shita. All right, so let's work on another beer. Another beer is, if you look in the Ramban al Torah, Ramban Teich Tvarev says that you should know that karka is anos, for karka, even though there's no chazaras mumin by karka. He says, it's not a problem, because the Torah was mazir across the board without any chalukim, and the chazaras mumin was a din kabbalah that they had, that there's a chazaras mumin. And they were chilku by karka. There's no din chazaras mamon, just like they were chilku by clay balabais, just like they were hitziu clay balabais. Shederek balabatim shulayim karu clay tashmishon. So too, they had the same din by karka. It's meduyik in the Ramban that by klei balabais also, even though there's no chazaras mamin, but they still have an azara, just like karka. He puts the two together because the azara is across the board, and they were this din, the kabbalah that they had, that they were mas mechala kro, the karka is different. So too klei balabais is different. Vai says he had a different azara as well, like the ravid. Now it's mashma that it's a din, it's a din in the chevet, just like karka. So too klei balabais is different. That klei balabais is somehow, they understood, doesn't pass the Gedorah. Maybe there's an asmakta to it as well. And the Hasbara L'Chayr in the Ramban is that the Gemara says a lashon. I'm going to teach the Gemara differently than you teach it. We teach it till now. Which means that the Gemara really talked in a negative sense. You know, two negatives make the positive. The Gemara could have said, let's say we're learning like the Rosh, that's not that they normally sell for a higher price. It's a backwards. What are they doing? So the Ramban could have learned a different pshat, that the Ikka Hadgosh of the Gemara is that Limazvin Luhu, they don't sell unless you have to smear, they have to give it to Meisari. But beside, their chvetim are not oimid l'mechira. So when the pasuk says, v'chisimkru mimka l'amisecha, mimkar, which is a normal thing, that's a sellable item, klei balabais is not bechlal that din mominis. Because klei balabais is not oimid l'mechira, because ilav b'dmeisari, they won't sell it. Lo'imazin lu ilav b'dmeisari. It's a little more meduyik in the Lashon HaGemara. They don't sell ilav b'dmeisari. If you look at the Ramban's Lashon, when he quotes over this Gemara, he says, the Lashon is, k'moy klei balabais shederek bale batim shulayim kurutel etash mishon. Period. Doesn't say ilav b'dmeisari. He mixed out the point of the Gemara. If you learn like the Rosh, the whole part is that they normally sell more, he missed the boat. He quoted the wrong part of the Gemara. The Ramban held that the vod is it's a meat on these kelim, or it's a svara, it's a kabbalah that they had, that the whole dinah knows only on things with oimid l'mechira, not these things which are oimid l'mechira. This vod that it's memuyit from the lashon mimkar and the pasuk is already the chidon choymis anoch alatayir says it. It's a hemek shela on the shilta say it, and it's also beis shloima also say it. Beis shloima in shavar perak aleph says the same thing, that it's a gzeis akosif. I smacked the gzeis akazeh. State mimka. It has to be dove oimid l'mechira. And this thing is not oimid l'mechira. So you could have like the Ramban. It's very good shmack the Ravid's vod. You could have that. You could have the iser oino, and still you don't have the chazaris and not just a karka, because betzim the azhara was across the board. But the miyutimud, the asmachta, the kabbalah that he had was that something which is not oimid l'mechira is not bechalal. No, it's in yonim. I think the Blake would put it out many years ago. Okay, now, if you're going to learn like this, it's going to come out that even Yoisei Mishtos is not going to be Aino, because clay balabayas, which is not Oymi Mechira, is not Bechlau, the Azhara of Mimkan. So you couldn't be Mechalik in Shtos and Yoisei Mishtos. Also, you couldn't be Mechalik whether balabayas was Ma'ana or Mis'ana. All the Rishonim, or a lot of Rishonim, were trying to make this Chilik, the Rosh, that's Chilik no longer Negea. And such an item is not b'chal the pasha of Ano. If it's not oimin l'mechir, it's not b'chal. So who cares if the balabayis hamoicha was the ma'ano or he was mis'ane? That chayfitz is not b'chal the pasha. Now the Ramban gather in Chedushim over here, excuse me, is mechalik, like the Rosh. Not like what I'm telling you. But if you look, the Ramban in Chedushim goes with the Talmud of Choygo, you know, the Shultis. So it's very geshmak. But the Ramban in Latoy is mashma that he learned a different pshat. However, this beer also is not going to work for the Rambam. Because the Rambam, the Rav Magid says in the Rambam that if the Meichu was Nisana, there would be Aino. If you learn how to Gzeres HaKosov or Din and Mimkar, then it's like I said, there's no chiluk whether he's Ma'ana or Misana, there shouldn't be Aino. And also if you hold that the Rambam was Mechalik between Shtus and Yais Meshus, like the Beda Gabbai, it's a Vaito, it wouldn't work. Also, I don't think that this product is going to work for the Tshuva Sarash either. The Tshuva Sarash had a Havamina. The Shoyal had a Havamina that because Al's desperation, this guy would sell, because he's so desperate, he wouldn't charge a lot of money. He wouldn't charge an extra Yikir Eileh, he wouldn't charge the Mei Yisairi. So maybe he would have a dinner Nazak Tirash. No, it's like plug, lo chilko, and it's even daichek, no matter. Had you learned like the Var was Mimkar, who cares that out of terrible desperation this guy is selling? It's still not a Zak, which is normally Aymed L'Mechira. Every time a Moicha Balabayas, he sells, he's selling for some reason, that doesn't make it also now a Mimka, because he's selling it. because since it's gevendlich, it's not sold. It's normally not sold because he's attached to his item. So it's not a dover imel mechir. So it should be nismay from the pasuk. Just because this guy's so terribly desperate, he sells it, doesn't now make it a mimkar. So now that he's even more terribly desperate, and he won't even overcharge for it, that also doesn't make it into a mimkar. Because gevendlich, normally, in a clay balabais, it's not imel mechir. So it really wouldn't work for the rush as well. You are attached to your washing machine. That's why you want to charge more for it. If it's something that you're not attached to, like the Gemara gives to Duye, that it's not something that you don't have ishtamshes, you don't feel, you don't have the, what's the Gemara say, whatever, yes, Sarah Kavin Shul Kaveri. You're not attached to it, so you want to tell. I'm not talking about sentimental value. I'm talking about that you have the shaykh because you're mishtamish with it, so you have a special chashivis. Correct. That's not normally a mechira. All right. Let's try another beer. A third beer could be is that everything is kafiya makam, kafiya zman. Lakewood prices are different than New York, and the price in 2006 is different than the price in 2005. Well, maybe there's a new thing. There's a chilik between a balabais and a regular person. A balabais has a different shar. Balabatim.
There's
no shar because it's so sad. No, we're going to answer. But a balabais has a different shar. For him, because they're chashivin, yakiri alei, for them, that they charge, they command more. I don't command more, but at least they try to get more. They charge more. And for them, they have a different shar. They're working with a whole different musik. If you'll have two prices, if you have. God, the Yidim and Goyim, God, the Chuvis Tashbats, Mashma, that there would be, you have to dan the Chuvis Tashbats. But it could be a whole different price. And for his price, the Balabais' price, that's the Shah, it's a new Shah. If you're going to learn like that, then Vaita is going to come out that there shouldn't be a Nisa, no. If that's the Shah, so forget, the Balabais is selling the way he's supposed to be selling. He's selling it for the right Shah. But it's time to take that apart. I mean, people were saying this far, to take it apart. Why in the world would we go bust the Balabais shah? Why don't we go bust the my shah? I'm buying from the Balabais. Yes, he sells for one price, but I buy for a different price. So why, when we meet up, I'm the buyer, he's the seller, all of a sudden we go with his gadar and we go with his shah? Sorry?
It's not considered overcharging because that's his price.
But for me, it is overcharging. For me, that's not my price. So I want to know, what would be in halacha, let's say you'll have a case where you live in New York and someone else lives in New Jersey, it's Meizu Chayam, I order something over the phone. New York charges one price, New Jersey charges another price. One party lives in New York, one party lives in New Jersey. What's the halacha?
Even the lekayach understands that it's a different price.
But forget, and even the seller, the balabais, understands that me as a lekayach, I have a different price. Just like he understands, I understand. We both understand. We both understand that each one has a different shayla. And this shayla, by the way, I don't have a achra. I haven't found anyone who is this shayla. I mean, it could be gebayt on the yeshami, but if one party is living in one place and the other party is living in another place, and they're two different sharim, what is the halacha?
Where's the
chayla located? And does it make a difference where the chayla is located?
Doesn't?
Okay, so there's a grad that Chuvis Mabit. So the Chuvis Mabit says, that if you have invoke a Ladishavali.
No, I'm saying if it has those,
the one that says that. The din of a Zikha, Kafiya Makam, Kafiya Zman, even if in a different place it's worth different. It's what it's worth right now here. Even at Krekak, a soda machine in a yeshiva worth different than a soda machine the Chveis in a store, whatever. You go past a Kafiya Makam, Kafiya Zman. So, God in the Hilchus Chiyus Pailim des Alacha, this case, it's Yishalmi, that if we went from Tiveri to Tzipori, one person, the Balabais was in Tiveri and the Pail was in Tzipori, and which shar do you use? It says, Kafishan Niskarm Sham. Where did you make the deal? If you went to Tzipori to make the deal, so you go back to Tzipori. If he came to Tiveri to make the deal, then you go back to Tiveri. What would be if one party is, like today, if you have a phone and one's in one place, one's in another place, I don't have Akhra, what the Alacha should be on this. But getting back to here, so you could tie in and maybe, just like the Yishalmi says, you go Kafiya Makash Niskarm Sham, which is also Ramah and Shin Laman Aleph and Zchiyas Pailam, maybe you could say that if I went into the store, I went to the Balabais, Kilu, I entered his Makam, his Shar of a Balabais Shar, and therefore I take on his Shar. Maybe. If you're going to take that, let's take it to the next step. And this is a Chiddush Lalach of the Pische Choshen. The Pische Choshen says, he doesn't explain why, he says that even if a person is selling within the Shar, let's say the Shar, everyone sells it for six, and I'm also selling it for six. And very often you have in the same store, you'll have three items, whatever, the same item, three of them, marked at different prices. You walk in this farm store. Mishas Rabaran. One you open up is $13. Next one, this one is $15. Akasha for Maisa. Why? Because when he brought it in and he marks up a certain markup, and that, but now you have three sitting on the shelf at marked at two different prices. And you have it a lot of times in many stores like that. But you could have it the same as it's, you know, there's no $200 Esrig. There's a My father said it. There's no $200 Esrig. There's a $200 Esrig buyer. I was, let me see how thick your wallet, and that's what they charge you. So you have that. You have the same thing charged for different prices. The Pinsker question says that he holds that even if the shower all over is six, but if in my store I gewöhnlich sell it for five, and I sell you for six, I'm leaving, you know, and there's a dinner, no, the regular dinner of a no.
I'm not selling for five, I'm selling for six also.
Okay, so let's say if Roy were the items in my store, usually I sell for five, and this item I sell for six, Zakta Piska Kaishin and say no, and who Adim Faket? If in this store somehow I sell it for seven, and punked on this one I sold it for six, even though everyone else sells it for six, the buyer will have the Faket. The buyer was Ma'ana the seller, because normally the seller sells it for seven. It's a Pella of the Piska Kaishin. So on the other times, I hear, he doesn't discuss that. But that's what the Pesach, it's a chiddush in Kilo, you learn the Pesach Kaish in Kilo, that even though there's a general shar, but you zikha meshubit to the shar of the same store. He doesn't explain, it's very bikitsi, you can look it up, it's in Perek Yud, Sifkot Aleph. He says it like but doesn't, he's not machal. I got to spoke to him personally, and I asked him, Abizoy, when you have a chvez bosses, that they have senior citizens, a different price, l'chayr, it should be a different price, it should be around. He said, no, that's not our problem, because, forget, the price for regular people is this, that's one share, and the price for senior citizens isn't that. So you're, as long as you're even, and you don't discriminate, well, that's not discrimination, basically, but you don't discriminate. But in a senior citizen, if you would discriminate, or in a regular person, you discriminate, that he holds, you'll be evil, and you have all dinim of ano. That's a piece of, now, it's a pella.
Right, so
but
when you want to raise the prices or make a sale, you have to change the whole store at once.
Maybe. But according to the Pesach Kodesh, I mean, that vote, according to what we're saying, maybe we can hear a little more of the Pesach, I still think it's a Pella, we can hear a little more, is that just like you have a shower of a balabais, so, and I went to his store, so in the store, Kilo, I was makabel that shower as well. It Zecha needs help, but at least that may be a haskola of an understanding of the Pesach Kodesh. La'alok, I don't believe the Pesach Kodesh is correct. Look up the Pesach question. I take no responsibility. But there's a Chuvis Mabit who says that if you and I, we were buying something and the Schir is on the way to Israel, and we're both of us in the lake, and the shipment is thrown going to Israel, and it's right now over the ocean, and I make up a deal with you, and we're selling it, and there's one price in America for this room, and one price in Israel for this room. Where do you go? Which one do you go? So the Mabit, you go bus to the price that we are. The farm on en route, it's over the water. But you go bus to the market that there is in Lakewood, because the two of us are in Lakewood.
And if somebody in Israel, then you go to the Sofa market. What?
He doesn't say that. It sounds like we go bus here, because we go bus where the people are when they will convey the price. I'm telling you the story of the Mabit, and just said over this Chuva as is. I gotta don't understand that 100%. I believe that probably more accurate would be is that you go bus to the Shar when you have shipment and route on the ocean. What? Two people who live in Lakewood, what? They would pay for that thing. That is a Shar. You go bus to the home Matzev. That is the Matzev. If the item would be in Eretz, you go bus. So what would be if the item is in Eretz and the two people here? Maybe you can even stretch it like that. That would be. But the mice in the Mabit said you go bus with the two people. The reason I'm bringing it down is it's just time. I want to know if anyone has a raya. If a guy's in New York and a guy's in New Jersey and they order over the phone or over the internet, what is the shar? L'chay, you have to. I don't have a raya, but I would say the shar is what happens when you have one party in New York and one party in New Jersey. What is the given? Like Sofo and Bechai Gavna. That should be the shar.
So
every time. So you do the best to shots up what given like people do like that.
Why would people pick up the phone and call? If you call the store, so.
That's a similar type of story we're using before. I'm not negating that story. Okay, but getting back to it, if you learn like this chat, L'chayr also, like this chat, it won't be an Issa, you know. But L'chayr, I don't understand this chat for another reason, that's what you're bothered by, but I'll take it to the extreme. If the shar is a new shar called Balabai Shar, let's say Gevenlik Shar Balabatim charges six more. So the shar should be taka six more, and if he only charges a 12th more, you go ma'ana the Balabais. Because since everyone always charges a six more, and he only got a 12th from you more, if you can tell me it's a new shar, so forget, there should be a no that you hurt the Balabais, even though he overcharged you, but you forget undercharged, you underpaid him, because the real shar that you're working with is the shar of the Balabais. And Bechlal, you see from them that it goes anywhere from the real price up to a shtus. We never find that. Whenever you have any item, there's a shahr. You have to be conveyed the exact shahr. So let's get three shamayim, however you magdish shahrim of a chavitz, which is not for now, and figure out what bale batan gven le paskan. So you'll take this ashir. When every bale batan sifin, you go basa roiv, you go basa the mumutza. Every seller and buyer is also different, and it's a hilchah shuma, there's still a shahr, and there's still a kviya shuma, and it's not for now. It's a whole thing of how to be conveyed a shear for Hino, which is a whole different shear. But whatever that should be, we should be conveying that here, and that we don't have. So you see,
there's no
shear
on it. It's also
shear, 100%. And it's really not going to work for the Chuvus Rush either, because in the Havamina, the Rush was that they normally now charge the right price because they're terribly daikik. That doesn't change the shear. If you and I, right now I'm desperate, so if I have to sell something short, I'm selling my whatever, I'm selling you a brand new item, whatever, I'm a tagger. I sell you, but I'm desperate, I have to raise capital. That doesn't change the shear. I'm desperate, but the shear, I'm still mashubit, and you're still mashubit to the regular shear. If you're desperate, you need something to buy, it doesn't change the shear. So here, because the Havamina, the Chuvus Rush, because I'm desperate, that's why it should change.
It's
why it should change.
Now he's not.
He is the Anabalabas, just he's terribly doyek.
Right, so such a person, he's not.
He is. He still attaches his chayfets, and he still would charge more. Maybe I'm not the regular person either. Why am I mishuba to a regular shah if I'm desperate? I'm not the regular person either. I'm very doyek, and that's why I'm selling you an item for less. But you don't do. Sorry? No, that's if it will be known. Let's say stamps. I walk into the store and I buy from you a tape recorder and I pay extra for it and I'm doika because I'm giving a share today and I needed a tape recorder. But the seller doesn't know. No one knows. It's my personal doika and I pay more. So does no one know? About it, doesn't know. There's going to be a no. So does not know. I for this new person, this new Indian called the dakis. No, he's still mishubit to the shah. So if it's called the shah of a baal bais, you should still be mishubit to shah of a baal bais. All right. Anyway, okay, so let's go to another pshat. A fourth pshat is L'didi Shavali. Balabatim, that they don't sell the Chvetim only for Yakiri, for them, not that it's a shar, I'm not going, but for this, every individual based, Balabais, if he wants to charge a 12th more, that's what he needs more, because that's what shoved him. If he needs to charge a 6th more, he needs to charge a 6th more, because that's what shoved him. It's L'didi Shavali. We have a concept of Chvetim, it's about L'didi Shavali when you're buying it, so you didn't overpay, good, when you paid for the Suda by Pidgin Aben. L'didi Shavali concepts. You can have L'didi Shavali. Who says this, Prat? I didn't fall off the it's a Shibale Aleket. If you look at Shibale Aleket, I brought a copy for the Olam because it's not in the regular Shibale Aleket. There's a Ksaviyat Shibale Aleket in Hilchus Mashkin Kuf Memches. The Shibale Aleket brings down our Gemara Teich Dvarav, and he says the Pshat is because L'didi Shavali. It has nothing to do with the shahr. There is no shahr. The shahr is a regular shahr. But I'm telling you, L'didi, it's shoving me more, and I'm not willing to reckon to the regular shahr. Not a different shahr. Every Baal Bais has a different L'didi Shavali, and whatever they're willing to charge, whatever they're willing to sell it for, that is going to be their price. And he says, as far as Agav the Yikir Alei Les Luhoyna, I'm Afagav the Lama Loi Shavu Hachi, Motu Lameima Ledidi Shavali Hachi. That's how the Shibale Aleket. Now, I want to just explain, L'chair the Shibale Aleket, if you learn this, the Shavali Vaita L'chair, there's no Isayna, because that's now what it Shavu to me. But this, And it's going to be, L'chari, this would work well in the Chuvus HaRosh as well. It's because in the Havamina, that this Baal HaBayis is so desperate, and he should really normally sell it for the normal price. So that's all what it's L'didi Shavala in such a matziv. That was the Havamina. And the commercial in the Chuvus HaRosh know that even in Malkus Deika Gadol, he still charges more because it's shoving him more. And actually, it's very geshmak. If you look at the Chuvus HaRosh, that is the lashon he uses. The Chuvus HaRosh says, even Malkus Deika Gadol, L'didei shavim kol hadomim. That's how the Chuvus HaRosh says the word. Could be that he learned that other pshat would be a l'didei shavali type of a pshat. The ma'aseh is... Right, he's trying to fadimba, but here, but for the Baal Bais, it's really worth it, so that's really the price for him, the price.
That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, because we know that he won't sell for less.
Right, that's Lashon Gemara.
The Rambam says, when he brings on the Tam, he says that's the Tam, meaning as if to say that he knows Nemzah because the Torah Shah stuff that I mentioned really sell for Shavya.
I could probably fit in that lashon any of the 6-7 Birim that I'm going to say today.
The Rambam says, he says that's the
Tam. All right, fine. If it works in the Rambam, it doesn't die. The Maisa is, but this Prat really needs a Hezbo, a terrible Hezbo, because in Svara it makes chayr, no sense. The dinner, the parsha of the no was that I'm not allowed to be ma'aniya. The Torah doesn't say anywhere limits how much I'm allowed to be marviyah. Kizin tai be marviyah as much as you can, no problem. The Torah says, but while you're doing so and being marviyah, just don't kill somebody else. Don't be mechasa mamun chaver. Don't steal from someone. The whole vod of a no is an inin of mechasa mamun chaver, like we discussed last time, the beginning of Zan Neshek, just like Zayla, just like Ribbish, just like all that. You're not allowed to be mechasa mamun chaver. If for me the balabai is shoveli, yes. So for me, this item, instead of being worth 6, it's worth 7. But for you, who's a regular person, it's only worth 6. What rishus, what heter do I have to charge you 7? Because for me, you're right, I am not going to be considered gaining by charging you 7. But that's not a no. The no never said you're not allowed to gain. The no says you're not allowed to be mechasa yena. Is yena going to be mechasa? Yes, because yena is paying 7 for an item that's only worth him 6. Lididei, it's only shav the 6. So what happens? Are we going bus of the ma'ana, the balabayis? We should be going bus of the misana. Forget the whole ikavot is the misana. In which case?
The Tzvah's case.
Let me move over to the Machir Fraim. The Machir Fraim said, the Mordechai says that the Hasotu, just like a Balabais who sells and he overcharges, no dinah, no. Hasotu, a Balabais who buys and pays extra, there's not going to be a dinah for the same word. That's what Mordechai said. Look to the Machir Fraim. What's the beer in the Mordechai? Mamishus type of beer of Lididi Shavali. That's for Balabais who's... Now he's attached to Chafetz, he didn't yet buy. The Beitzei said it's impossible. But the Makarim says, yes, yeah, possible. He very much liked this Chafetz. He wanted him to be charged within Chafetz. That's also an attachment. He's willing to pay more, and he wants to pay more. It's the day Shavale. That's how the Makarim learns. That's also very geshmak. That's not a problem. That's not the Shibole Aleket. To make this jump is a Pella. That's very geshmak. This buyer, you want it done. Did this buyer overpay? He did not overpay. Because for him, it was Shavah 7. For Balabais who buys, it's not like Shavah the higher amount, so therefore I didn't overcharge a balabayis. So Mamela there's no enough. But to now use that Torah, the Makarim never did this. People think the Makarim is a toys. Makarim never said this Torah on the case of balabayis who sells. He only said on the case of balabayis who buys and overpays. But a balabayis who sells and overcharges, to say Lididijavale is Mamish needs a beer because who cares? Saying the Pran and the surface of the Mordechai when he's talking about the buyer. Is that... It's the same word. Let's say the Gemara is for a different reason. Any of the other 6 Birim I have. But you see in the Gemara, it's Yikiri, Leva, Chashivi, Olav, and whatever it is, and he's attached to it. So he says, oh, it's Choshev to me too, and it's Lididi Shavali. The Bab Makhafraim didn't make Kulilu, I don't call it a mistake, but what seems to be a mistake and apply it to the other end. The Maisei Shibali, like it did say it, so it's a Mitzvah Liyashe. But that's. Okay, 1 second. So that's what I want to say. Another beer. This is the 5th beer, and it's really a combination. Just give me because I have more, and we're running out of time. A 5th beer, and really, it's a combination of the above, and that is the following. Really, it works al tuchus mechila, amanas, whatever you want to call it. I don't know if you call it the exact amanas, but yes, it's a form of a mechila that the buyer is being makabel, and the vod is like this. If you're a seller, and to you it's shava this amount, and I'm coming to you, and I know that you would never sell it otherwise, it's not even on the agenda. You're not going to sell it for less than this price. This is what you're charging, otherwise you're not selling it. When I buy it from you, I was makabel your price. What does it mean? It means I'm makabel, not a mechila, a direct mechila on the sheer of the no, whatever it is, a third, a sixth, or whatever it is, or a twelfth, or a quarter. I'm mekabel, more you say this, Dick, I'm mekabel your price. Not I'm mekabel what you charge me. I'm mekabel your shavyas. I'm mekabel what you feel the item is worth. I'm mekabel that kitzvah, that ketzitza for the price. That is now the shar. I'm mekabel this new shar. Really, the shar is supposed to be like the market price. But now that I walk into a balabais, and for him it's shavah differently, when I buy from him, I'm being mekabel his shar, his new type of a shar. Not that it's a real shar, it's a lididi shavlei, but it's a mechila that a makabel his shar. I'll give you a dogma to this type of avod. The truth is, the Rosh says that by pachas mishtos, Rosh has a tzad, that by pachas mishtos, it's muta even lohinis. And what's the vod, like the Rosh? People made the mistake, but what's the vod, like the Rosh, is that since very often a buyer is desperate, and it's worth it, it's chafetz when he wants, and he's willing to pay more, up a pachas mishtos, he's willing to pay more. So therefore, when he goes into the deal, that's part of the shar. It's part of the shah, and it's not even considered a known, it's mutal lechatchina. What does the Rosh mean? So some achronim learned that the Rosh means a new vort, a kilo, like there's a broadened shah. On a mechila, and he asked when him the gemar mufureshim babavasa tzadihem and alav that says pachus mishus machalendish. You have to come on to a din mechila. From the Rosh, it sounds like you don't need a mechila. So I heard pshat from Rabbi Eliyahu Levin 15 years ago, and I think it's Pasha pshat, is that what was a makab? I was a makab that even though the normal shahr, let's say, should be most people very often buy for the exact price, but since a lot of people also pay a little bit more and some people also sell a little bit less because it's not so worth it to him, so he's willing to get rid of it. And the buyers are willing to pay a little more because it's worth it to him more. There's that. So I was makabal that to be the shahr. Not that it is the shahr without my kabbalah. It's a mechila that I was makabal that to be the shahr. I was makabal to allow for this extra chafetz b'alakeach and the moicha wanted to get rid of it. That is what I was makabal. I was makabal that to be the shahr. So yes, it needs a mechila. And this also needs a mechila. But I was makabal your type of ladin shavalei. And the Ramei Simcha, Baruch Shem Ramei Simcha, over here on Nun Aleph and Mem Aleph in Hora Bay, says Mamash is pshat. He brings it down, he says this pshat, and it's without Shabbat. He says the ladin shavalei, and it works with the mechila and the lakeach to be makabal his shavius, his, don't say it's his shar, but his shavius, his ladin shavalei. It was Subisha, but granted the Ram derived Kachanah on the Ram and Rishlam that you look in the Rishonim, the Rivash already answered it, and the Kama Rishonim answered for a different reason. Whatever. Yeah. And those achrayim, they're not early achrayim, they're very late achrayim. Some of them even lived in this past century, and they're going against Rishonim. Rishonim said otherwise, Ramban said otherwise, Rivosh said otherwise. It's not for now. There's a whole list of Rishonim who said a different pshat over there. All right. So now, like this pshat, even the Raman could be Maida. That even a Ramahos, you can't make a mechila nadovich in the kitzvah, but I could be meichel this. I'm not being meichel the $16, the $17, the $18, the davish in the kitzvah. I don't know how many dollars to be meichel. I'm doing something else. I'm being meichel and makabel your shah to be the shah that we're going to deal with. Your shavius is the shavius that we're going to deal with. And this is what you feel is worth, so that's what it's worth. If this is what it feels worth, the marshal. The halacha bechdesh natas das toy is a mechila. Come on, Baba Asra. Rama argues with the Gemara. Rama also holds Bechleitchi Nadat Toyez Mechila. I don't know how much. Because the same word. I'm not being Meichel the exact dollars, $16. I'm being Meichel the word that even though normally we should be going with this shahr, is Bechleitchi Nadat Toyez, you and I know we're dealing with that shahr. We're dealing with something else. So I'm accepting upon myself some new type of shahr, which is the amount that I actually made up with you. That is what I'm accepting upon myself to be the shahr. So it works with a different mechanic. Even the Rama could be Meichel. All right, let's go one more pshat. And then we'll be Messiah. Another pshat is like this. I want to know, what would you taina if I know that you really don't want to sell an item? I'm amish muching you. I don't know how to get it from you. So what I do is I hire a guy who's a good friend of yours. We'll be over in tandem, lois achmed, it's not a problem. I'll hire a guy to try to meshachnei you, to convince you to sell this item. The item is worth $100. That's what the price is. I offered you $100 17 times. You refuse me every time. But I know your best friend. I'll ask him, do me a favor. Here's $10. Convince him to sell it to me for $100. What would be the halacha? Was I know? Of course not. No, I know. But Gemara Menzel Neshek says, by Rapapa, he used to lend money. Kind of just like giving a dogma. How do you do it? And Marbe Debre, Rapapa used to take ribbis. If it is, no, it's not me, but okay, the Gemara said, not me, Levi Lamava. The fact is, I'm paying you Schar Amira. I'm paying this guy to convince the seller to sell me, but he's selling me for the right price. The Gemara says, like, just like I made the Dik in the Ramban, how he touched the Gemara. The Ramban says, the Gemara said, money touch me, Jekiye Limazno, period. They don't sell. Ilabit Meiseri. The Meiseri is necessary to convince me to sell. Really, the price is $6. But I'm not selling. For $6, it's not Oymid L'Mechira. You want me to sell, you have to pay me another dollar to convince me to sell. That is not Kilu, I'm selling you that the price is $7. No, we all know that the seller, this buyer, the seller of Alibais is not normal. What I need the extra dollars to convince him to sell it. Avada, it's making more money. Avada. Let me give you a marshal. I want to know, how would you done sales tax? Everyone, let's say here in Lakewood, sales tax is, and I just raised it, I'm not sure what the new sales tax is, but it's sales tax, let's say, used to be 6%. So it's if it's a $100 item, he charges $6 for sales tax. Now, it happens to be I'm a moisid, so I don't pay sales tax. Or it happens to be, let's say, the seller for some reason is not charging sales tax, and let's say he has a right not charge, and I don't have to report on my 1040, he's out of state, so he can't charge sales, but even that I have to report on the 1040, whatever. But whatever it is, let's say it's an oifin that it's muta to get around sales tax on this item. So everyone else, when they buy this item, they pay 106. They pay 100 and six for the item, but really $100 is going to the seller, $6 is going through the seller to Uncle Sam. The seller cannot hold that money. It belongs to Uncle Sam. He's just a shlik to collect it. This time, I'm a moiser, I'm buying from the same seller, and now he wants to charge me for this item 103, 106. Because he says, look, you're not paying sales tax. Everyone else buying 106 anyway. So it must be the price is 106. You're not paying sales tax, so I'll charge you 106 as principal. Do I have a right to charge you 106 for this item? Or 110, whatever the going rate is, whatever the sales tax is. Means, is the price the principal price, or the price is, well, since everyone's paying it together with the sales tax or whatever it is, and it's paid the main mechir, so now the new price is 106. Does that give a right for somebody else who's not charging sales tax to charge more? What is the Ilam saying? There's no issa on the moichel unless he's being mechasa mom and chavera. If he's not being mechasa mom and chavera, there's no issa.
How?
Because he's taking money
that doesn't belong to him.
Right, but the faket, it does belong to him. It commands 106. The normal price is 106. So what does everyone say? That everyone understands that the principal price is really 100. 6 is a separate cheshen, even though it's on one bill 106, and even though it's the main mechir, everyone understands that the real price is 100, and 6 is for taxes. For him to charge even 101, he's overcharging me because he's causing me to pay more than what's the normal principal price. Good, even though it's bechlal, so yesh may be stretched to here too, is that we know that the Baal HaBayis, it's a stretch because we didn't read Duch, but everyone knows that the Baal HaBayis is not willing to sell, and I need the Demei Yisari to convince him to sell. So there's a price plus the Demei Yisari to convince him to sell. It's a whole different thing.
Why does he own the money?
The convincing is because he bought the
debt.
Why does he own the money?
Is
the Demei Yisari on that? Well, I want to know, what would you say in this case? What would you say is, it comes, in Yetzir Tam, this year Shvius, this year Shvius, and I want to buy Dalad Binim. And of course, you're not sell Esroigim. So what do? You sell me, it's coming year Shvius. No? Am I wrong? Is that toys? You have a different gal? The last time I checked, this coming year is going to be Shvius. And let's say I want to buy an Esrig from you, but you don't know, Chulili, don't sell Esroigim. Right, okay, good. The problem is a fine one. Just a big, it's around the corner. So the price of lulav is, for you, this lulav, depending on the esrog you take, but for you, this lulav is 250, this lulav is 200. So I want to know, now that I paid you 200, 250 for this lulav, but you, my enemy, because, Be'etzim, if I bought you this lulav to bev on your planner, if I bought a lulav from you without an esrog, you only pay $60, deri, $80, mamish kefelek, $80, you're not charging me 250. So our shviz, we have a heta, have law, very nice, so that takes care of shviz. I want to know, chayshim mishpat, what was I doing? Did I pay you 250 for the lulav, or did I pay 250 for the lulav with the havla of the esrig? What did I do? If I paid you 250 for the lulav, then I'll buy it. Only if you had too much in the lives that Shiloh with the Bach with Jason Mishus, I'll pay you for Shus. He's never going to get it to me. I'll marshalize it here. I'll fix your wagon, and I'll be able to buy it. And then I'll tie it in all. And let's say I used it. I've used it without the mechila. I'm afraid I won't be mekayim the mitzvah. Let's say I change my mind. I don't need the chayfetz anymore. So now I want to be mevatel the mechila because you charge a ridiculous $250 for a lulav. Every lulav only goes for 80. The biggest lulav goes for 80 the last 6 years. Now you're charging 250. It's ridiculous. So I should charge you not. Is everyone knows that if you make a structure, lulav alone is fine. Here, even though I'm paying it only for the lulav, but part of the lulav is you get this fringe benefit of also having the esrog involved. Bavla, of course, bavla. But it's an economic, the main mechir is only for the lulav, but not for the esrog. Advice. You tell me, aren't you? So I got a sua many years ago, and unfortunately, when I was trying to look for it this week, I couldn't find the tshuva. There's a free dicka tshuva from some Sfaradish, I forgot his name, and I spent time searching, I can't find it, who done the similar shalat that was Baal law, but not because of Shri's, they had a different eitzah, they wanted to structure it, it was on one item, and the second one is second for free. Buy one, get second free. So I want to know, and I pay a little more for the buy one, right, in Barab. In places that they do is in suit stores. Normally the suits go for $400. But when it's buy one, get second free, all of a sudden each suit costs $250. Each suit costs, 1 second. And get the cheshbon. It costs $500. It goes up. There was a cheshbon there, and that's how the mavliya, their cost of the second suit. It was like, I went up to $500. So I went on, now that I bought this $500 suit from it, but really 2 weeks ago it was really only worth $400, and I wasn't getting the second free. But now I'm getting the second free. What is that? So now I'm paying $500 for one suit, I'm paying $500 for two suits. It's only one, but the second comes free. I didn't say buy two for $500. So buy one for $500, the second one is for free. So the shaila is the marshal. I'll give you another marshal. And this is Meisim B'chol Yoyim. Anyone who lived in Eretz Yisrael knows that when they rent a deer in Eretz Yisrael and they furnish the deer themselves, all of a sudden they're leaving the deer after 2 years and have all the belongings. So Nebuch, the poor neck, innocent Tzoich, it's desperate, you know, it's blind the man, it's very difficult to find the deer. So I talk around the yeshiva. Oh, you're interested in the deer? Very nice. But here's the deal. I'll tell my Baal HaBas about your deer if you buy the furniture from me. How much does the furniture cost? Well, 6 years ago I paid for the furniture $3,000. So now, I'll be nice, I'll charge you $2,800. $2,800, that's right. Now everyone knows the furniture halavai is worth $1,000. But I'll charge you $2,800. I have you over the barrel because you tell me no. It's not a problem. You don't want to buy, you don't have to buy the furniture, but then I'm going to rent, I'll get the next guy to take over my deer and convince the balabai. Means sort of, somehow it's the balabatim, the landlords don't care. They allow the tenants to control the decision-making part of the process, whoever they're matzia. Who said it's mutter? Good. So first of all, let's invoke the concept of klei balabais. It's mamish klei balabais. Terzit betzias meishlus. So you don't have that. But I want to know, do you have this type of svar? Do you have, you're giving it...
It's
sometimes not. The God I had, sometimes not. So what is it? It's yais meishlus, but not because... Terzit is, there's zikol l'chari, it's nichol and that, the schar amira to be matzia my name to the balabais and put me on the top of the list to get me to take over the deer. That's zikha what I'm asking you to do. Now, even though if it's not structured like that, I'm giving you both. You know, this chelik for the deer, for the rehitim, and this chelik for the schar amira. But clearly, it's a package deal that that's what I'm doing. So, yesh lodim b'chiyai gavnu also.
You see from the Rosh, not like that. You see from the Rosh, not like that.
You see from all the Rishonim, why didn't the Rishonim say any of this svara? Why any Rishon say this svara? So I can tell you, bet in this svara might be a good svara, but because it's too implicit, what we did was with the Dmei Mechir, so that's why I didn't want to take it as Oivai. But let's say it was more understood that that's what I'm doing. I'm doing it so you should convince your Baal Adira, so maybe with Chai Gavna, that will be fine. That's not considered enough, because you're right. The Rehitim is $1,000, and the other $1,800 is to, what is it called, a closing bonus, whatever they did, to be able to land the deal. So I'm giving you that, Skarami, to convince the Balabais, to let me be the tenant. All right, Sefer Shadavi, let me make a sikkum here. Sefer Shadavi is that last time we do paskim, like the Shiltis, you see that the Balabais has to know, even though like my svar, the Ramei Simcha svar, you also have to come on that he had to be makabel the Ladi Shavalei of the seller. So maybe even then, you still salvage this halacha that the Lokeach had to know, and you have a chiluk between Sarsa perhaps. But the Parshas Advarim from the Poskim and the Rishonim are is that we go with the Shiltis. So Kum Toi says la halacha there's no azhara because it blives like amanas. But Yosef Mishtos is a sfeika. Sorry. That what? But David Shein Lekitzah? No, no, no.
No, we don't. Not
David Shein Lekitzah. David Shein Lekitzah, Mechabe, Unconventure, Karesra of the Mechabe, it's one of the few places in the Chesh Mishnah he doesn't pass like the Rambam. I over there on Manasseh is different, so you have to come out to Smaz Birum, it's for different reasons. But Be Yisoid, we go with the Shiltas as far as, so therefore, there wouldn't be an Isra no. By Yosef Mishtos, it's 2 days in the Mechabe, even though it's time like Akiyash Oimrim, but it's 2 days in the Mechabe. And the Gedele Paiskin, the Bach, the Ber HaGoyle, the Knesset HaGdoyle, the Mishnah Shabbi Eleza, a lot of Achronim Paskin had blib the Sveika Dedina. So to be mighty moment from this guy, you won't be able to do. However, the Shulchan Aruch, what? Even by Yosef Mishtos, that's where the Sveika Dedina, right? Shtos is a given, but Yosef Mishtos is Makleges. But even so, and you want to say Kimli, but that's only b'diavad if you did it, so you're muksak the mamet. L'chadchila to do it, you're playing around with the Nissa. Because like the Rosh, Yosef Mishtos is a Nissa, like the other Shonim is not, so it's a Safik Issa, you have to be a Mefarish. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav over here, and I know Siv Dalet says clearly that you should be Lokash, L'divrei HaRosh, Teshita, that with Yosef Mishtos, you should be Mefarish, L'chadchila, not to be Oivin Nissa, you know. Everybody. Kalta.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.